Nationale. This Persian poetry that we've been quoting. There's two parts to it. When Allah Pak wants to disgrace someone, then the first thing you will see in this person is he makes the Uliya Kiram friends of Allah Ta'ala. He is target of criticism, picks them out, finds fault in them, as though that has become his business. The right thing was to respect them and to follow them. Now, instead of him following them and respecting them, he begins to hurl insult, abuse, and disgrace them. Elsewhere in this kitab, it's also mentioned. There's two people Allah Ta'ala has declared war with. The first person that Allah Ta'ala has declared war with is the usurer, one that takes interest, deals in interest. And the other person who harbors any enmity and hatred for the friend of Allah Ta'ala. So when you see such a person, you must understand now, this person has been thrown out. It is very dangerous to be even befriending such persons. Just move away from them. When the he's taking on the curse of Allah Ta'ala, and you around there, it's possible that some of the curse that is falling may just fall onto you. So the safe thing is just to move away from that person, complete. Like when you see someone working against the government, and the best thing is not to be near him. Because he's going to be charged with terrorism, and you around can be implicated. Innocent, but you around him. When you around him, if they're going to catch him, they'll catch you as well. There's numerous incidents of people disgracing, hurting, abuse, and then what happens to them. Generally, such a person dies a very evil death. One such person, he used to have a hatred with Muhammad Madani rahmatullahi alayhi. Political struggle in India, and Maulana was, for some reasons, on the side of the Congress, and he couldn't see this. So as Maulana passed, I think it was near Aligarh somewhere, this person took out Maulana's topi, tramped it, and hurled and abused Maulana in some way or the other. Was totally silent, he didn't say anything. The person who witnessed all this, he says, later on I saw there was some trouble in the same town. It happened that those thugs that caught him, they caught him with his woman folk. So they undressed his woman folk and made them dance in his presence. See, when start off with these people, it is dangerous, very, very dangerous. The right thing is to follow them, join them, support them, cooperate with them, not to do this type of things. Another Shaykh on the writes about two people who spoke out against Al-Mu'amadri Rahmatullahi, and for some unknown reason he was apprehended. And with all his wealth and influence, he tried to get himself bailed, he didn't get a bail. Eventually he was hanged. Another such person did the same to Al-Mu'a Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi. He was also caught, but just a day before he could be executed, he wrote a letter of Mafi to Al-Mu'a Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi that I am that culprit, I've been hurling abuse against you, I've been disgraced, now I'm in this predicament, tomorrow is my sentence. I lost out, but if you have it in your heart to forgive me, please, I ask you for forgiveness. These Buzugaradin, they don't harbor malice. But Allah Ta'ala becomes angered, you see. More than even if you insult Allah Ta'ala, insult these people, Allah Ta'ala gets very angry. Like they say, to interfere with a lion, it's all right. But you go and interfere with these cubs, what happens? So Allah Ta'ala becomes angered like that. So as I say, the safest thing is when you see this type of people, this type of crowd, just move away. Don't be with them, don't associate, don't try to explain them, just move away. Just keep a distance, very safe distance from this. So whether it is Awliya-i-Kiram, Buzurgan-e-Deen, or some senior person that is doing some dini work, and someone is abusing them, move away from them. Don't be at all near them. One person came here, and at some time he was like a specialist, a good orator, well liked and loved. And then he just went down. He went down. Now how all this thing started, he began to look at his Facebook and all these things. And then from one to the other, porn and what. And then he did such a disgraceful thing. In spite of his learning, in spite of his popularity, everything, he did such disgraceful things you can't even speak about. So when he was apprehended, people got to know about it. People after him, so he came here. So in passing, I asked him, where this thing started off? You know, you did such things, and you're confessing, you're in agreement that you have done all this. But where this thing started off? He says, no, I used to find fault with all elders, Muzugan al-Din, ulama, Jamaat elders. He must have, you hear one story from him, hear one story from him. And you will circulate the stories, look for the faults. It's possible that someone committed some mistake at some time. But it's not your business after that to pursue them, to run after them, to look for their faults, and make a song of their mistakes. It's not your work. It's between Allah Ta'ala and him and them. If they committed a mistake, Allah Pak knows about it. Allah Pak will forgive them. Like we have mistakes, Allah Ta'ala will forgive us, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala will forgive them as well. When he announces forgiveness, he'll announce forgiveness for one and all. But now what business we have to go and run after them, chase them, pursue them, look for their mistakes, look for their weaknesses. So he tells me himself that this, I'm sorry, but I fell into this. Now again he wrote an email, please make maaf. But he's not following the procedure. It's still look for mistakes, this, that. If someone is really following procedure and asking for forgiveness, then Allah Pak's doors are open. His doors of forgiveness are open. Then you must be prepared to follow that procedure. When Abu Lahab's son, he had insulted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had just said one word, Allah Ta'ala send one of your dogs against him. Are they traveling? And Abu Lahab remembered that this was the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he took all the precaution to safeguard his son. Kept him right in the center, put the goods around him, then the people around him. But that curse of Allah Ta'ala had already fallen. So when the lion came at night, it tore between the people, went straight to him, ripped him apart and went away. So this is one indication where Allah Ta'ala wages war against the person. You see it. This person went, you can look at all these things, nudity, indecency, he went from one level to the other level. In spite of his learning, and then he began to complain. He says, when someone gets him up for namaz, to come perform namaz with Jamaat, he said, this is a bidat. Imagine from what extreme. He said, this is a bidat. To insist so much to perform namaz with Jamaat is a bidat. Now you look at the whole mission of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Ikram, is to get people onto namaz. And then his whole change, his mind takes a change. Whole mind is transformed, that he counts this as an act of bidat. That whole effort, Tabligh Jamaat's effort, now that becomes a bidat. See how the mind turns around. Furthermore, Gangui Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that who wants to see it, he must see it, you know. If anybody is against this awliya kiram, goes against the sunnah, and is against them, open up his grave, and one check, you will see that his face is turned away from the Qibla. It's such a serious thing. I challenge anybody, go and check. Open, he's buried today, open the grave today, and you'll find that his face is actually turned away. Allah Pakram for my.
Mawlana Yahya is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا فاتر السماوات والأرض يا نور السماوات والأرض يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله، اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، اللهم لك الحمد في أول كلامنا ولك الحمد في أوسط كلامنا ولك الحمد في آخر كلامنا، اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك، اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. جزى الله عنا سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها ظاهرها وباطنها ما علمنا منه وما أنت أعلم به. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأحبابنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا وإن رحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا. والله فقه وسنز والله والله فيك اسمع فوالله والله فيك اسمع فوالله والله فيك اسمع فوالله والله تساتين ديز والله مغفرة والله والله فقه وسنز والله والله فقه وسنز والله والله فقه وسنز والله والله فقه وسنز والله والله forgive our mistakes, O Allah. Allah forgive us, O Allah. Allah forgive our parents, O Allah. Allah forgive our asatizah kiram, O Allah. Allah forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forgive those who are living, O Allah. Allah forgive those who have passed on, O Allah. Allah forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forgive every sin of ours, O Allah. Allah. Allah, we are not asking, Allah, on the strength of our amal. Allah, we are not asking on the strength of our amal. Allah, 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 Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. An taghfir lana, an taghfir lana. اللهم اغفر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله والله we confess والله والله we come to you والله والله we admit والله every wrong of ours والله والله forgive us والله والله forgive us والله والله we don't justify anything والله. Allah, we admit, Allah, Ya Allah, ham ikrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah, ma farma. Allah, Allah, we admit, Allah, Allah, we come to you in this Mubarak month, Allah, on some excuse, on some bahana. Allah, find it in your mercy, Allah, to forgive us, Allah. Allah, there might have been, Allah, those times, Allah, where we have said something, we have done something, Allah.
Allah, that might have been disrespectful. Allah, forgive every bad be of ours. Allah, save us from bad be of Allah, save us from disrespect. Allah, grant us adab for you, Allah. Allah, grant us adab for your deen, Allah. Allah, grant us adab for your sharia, Allah. Allah, grant us adab for Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the Mubarak word of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, grant us the true respect, Allah, for your friends, Allah. Allah, grant us, Allah, adab, Allah, for our elders, Allah. Allah, save us from saying things, Allah, from doing things, Allah, that will invite your wrath, Allah. Allah, we are naive, Allah. Allah, save us, Allah. Allah, do not assign us to ourselves, Allah. Allahumma la takilna ila anfusina tarfatain. Allahumma la takilna ila anfusina tarfatain. Allahumma la takilna ila anfusina tarfatain. Allahumma astur uyubana wa fir zunubana. اللهم استر عيوبنا واغفر ذنوبنا اللهم استر عيوبنا واغفر ذنوبنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.